If you want to, will you leave your friend behind? Just so dense. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto Radio. I love these guys. Much love to you guys. We wouldn't leave the bar behind. And we could dance. Seriously, tune into these guys. Inspirato Projecto. You're my dream.
We are here with Yachtly Crew.
Where was
at the Simi Valley. We're going to be playing a show out here. And right now you hear some drum check here. We're going to do a sound check soon. And it's going to be a fun one. I always get excited for this kind of stuff because we get to see families out there. We got to see the little ones out there. There's a little fella who's standing out there right now. He's not the baby buoy that I've referred to in the past, but he's another little fellow who's got his little ukulele. He's got a little ukulele. And his dad are out there. Oh my God, I love this. I love it. I love it when they can bring out the kids. It's so cool. It's gonna be another fun one. That's for sure. If you want,
hear the drum on you.
Oh, today we have there's a guy here who works for CBS. He's friends with some of the folks in the band, and he has a drone. He's gonna be shooting with a drone today, so I can't wait to see how that footage is gonna turn out.
Can't wait to see how that footage is gonna turn out.
I love it. I already see people with captain's hats. Oh my God. I love seeing the folks with the captain's hats. So much fun. So much fun.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow, man. It's a whole event. Remember what time we go on, but we will be playing. We see the Fries, Miley and Fry, Brian Fry, they're out there wearing their Yachtly Crew t-shirts. Oh my gosh, this is just too cool. Well, more on this. Oh, by the way, today is you're listening to Inspirato Projecto, by the way. Saturday the 15th. It's right now 4:00 p.m. So, having said that, we will talk to you later. More on this later. All right, folks, we are here at the show. You can hear. Things are abuzz right now. It's basically 5:59, 6 o'clock. We're going on at 6:30. We got to start getting dressed soon. I mean, this is incredible. Look at all these folks here. I heard that there are people showing up at like 7 a.m. to be a part of this. I'm blown away. We're not using the microphone at this moment, by the way. This is just the regular iPhone microphone. We're not using the special microphone. So what you hear here is just natural sounds. Wow, it's incredible to be out here. It's incredible. I love this. People got their tents set up. People got all their food, their wine. There's a little table over here set up. People have their wine and cheese and it's crazy. It's amazing. We got to do more of these outdoor concerts, man. I mean, this is just insane. It's insane to see this. I love this. All right. More on this later. I'll be interviewing people. We'll be interviewing people. More on this later. Thank you.
It's now the 17th, and we are here at the Lakeside Country Club. We're going to be playing for this Mario Lopez golf tournament. Sitting right in front of us here, where there are all these tables sitting out here. Right in front of us, table 3 is Mario Lopez. Table 4 right next to him is Comcast and NBC Universal. On the other side of him is Walt Disney Company. Table number 2. UFC. And Los Angeles something, number 1. So we've got quite an interesting hodgepodge of folks out here today. As you can hear, we're still doing some sound things. We got Eric with us again today, Eric Woods. He's doing the sound checks today. Get ready, this thing might get loud. I'm gonna get off stage. I'm gonna go out that ways. Go out this ways. Wow, this is so, pardon me. This is a country club, good old-fashioned country club. Our buddy, Jason Carpenter, his grandma, we'd sometimes go with him and his grandma to the country club. She'd take him out there all the time to this country club that she was a part of. And, I remember every time I went with those guys, she's like, oh yeah, you know, go ahead, get whatever you want. We'd end up going to the, there's like a little, you know, sort of like, what do you call it? Food spot. And, we get whatever kind of, whatever, you know, hot dogs, candy, drinks, all kinds of fun stuff. And they let us do that. It was just so cool, you know. And now here we are playing for, oh, over here, number 7, Warner Brothers and Entertainment Partners. What is this? Kusumano family. Table number 5. We have Photochem. Table number 13. They're sponsoring the Atlee crew today, so maybe they paid for us to be here. Huh, interesting. Photochem, you know, if Photochem paid for Yachtly Crew to be here today, maybe I could talk to Photochem about sponsoring Yachtly Crew to play at Kapow. That would be ideal. Kapow IFF, folks, if you guys are filmmakers, please consider submitting to Kapow IFF. It's going to be another great year this year. And, can't wait to see you guys out there. Oh, Dolby and Omprem, that's number 10. Providence St. Joseph is number 11. Casa Mexico and Los Angeles Lakers. Whoa, they're number 9. The Los Angeles Lakers. The heck? Number 8 is reserved for Swinerton and Hayward Baker. Yeah, there we are. Oh, my God. Number 1 is reserved for UFC and Los Angeles Chargers. So these are the folks that are going to be watching Yachtly Crew tonight. I'm blown away. Blown away. 2 days ago, we had that show in the park. There must have been 5,000 people out there. I couldn't believe it. So, wow. We will talk to you more about this later, because man, how astonishing, right? How astonishing. Thanks for sticking with us.
As an expression of God's healing love, we come to work each day to be a steadfast service to all in need. We extend our care to everyone, including the most impoverished and the most vulnerable, because we recognize the dignity of all people. We can be true to our mission because we have friends like you, friends who are so supportive of the work that we do. So I want to thank you all for the heart that you extend to all our efforts. And so, because it's a wonderful meal that we have to share, I want you to just end with a short prayer. Provident God, we thank you for this beautiful day and the camaraderie that we've experienced as we gather in support of Providence St. Joseph. We ask your continued blessing on our efforts to bring health, healing, and wholeness to our community. May the food we eat nourish our bodies, and the interactions we share this day with one another nourish our spirits. We ask this and all things, trusting in your loving care. And the church says,
amen.
Amen. Some of you knew it. And the church says,
amen.
Hey, much better. And now it's my privilege to introduce Kelly Lindman. Kelly is the chief executive at Providence St. Joseph Health. And in addition to the work she does as chief executive, she's just an all-around wonderful person. So, Kelly, it's all yours.
Thank you. Oh! That was a beautiful reflection. We appreciate you and appreciate you all you do for our ministry. I am so pleased to be here tonight to say thank you to all of you. Thank you for being a part of this incredible day. Thank you for the time you took to enjoy the wonderful weather and this beautiful golf course. We're thankful that you're here and supporting Providence St. Joseph Medical Center. I want to thank Mario. I'm not sure where Mario went. There he is, Mario. Thank you for all that you do to support us. We are so thankful to you. And of course, your wife and your family, and we're thankful that you choose us to get your care. Please stay out of the emergency room, though. We really need that. But happy to deliver your babies. Thank you. And we also want to thank your friend, Jeff Stearns. And we have a big round for the team.
Happy to deliver your babies. Yeah.
Thank you for all that you've done to help us with this effort. So there is a man I think we all know who works tirelessly all year long to make this special. Mike, Jeff Stearns as well, but Mike Duarte, I think you know, has done for years, led this effort. Since 2005, we have raised $4 million because of Mike's effort, and we thank you for your work. Thrilled to honor him this year with the Mother Gamlin Award because of his commitment to Providence St. Joseph Medical Center, because of his commitment to the community and the work that we do, and we are so thankful for that effort. I haven't seen him here. So I'd also like to thank, there's a number of people, of course, that have made this special. Rick Karn, we always appreciate your humor. Where is Rick? He told me he had a very long joke prepared, but he's been cut off, I heard. So we'll see if he's going to share that.
He had a very long joke.
Our board of directors, there are so many of you here. I hope that you will all stand for us so that we can acknowledge you and what you do to support the ministry. Our board of directors, please. Thank you. That the effort that we put in today and put in all throughout the year with the foundation's support to raise money for the Stritska Emergency Department and the Cusimano Family Urgent Care Facility is work that's well underway. We're thankful for the support the community has given us thus far. $59 million raised to date for a $78 million campaign, and we are so thankful for all that you do to support this facility. Our doctors and nurses give tremendous care every single day. And by providing this advanced technology, the equipment and the facilities, we can do that much better as we go forward for our community. There are a number of you who have been supportive of the golf tournament today, and I'd like to thank you. NBC Universal for their support as a premier sponsor. The Walt Disney Company. And I'd like to thank North Hollywood Toyota for the donation of the Prius.
Woo!
Electricity. Sponsors: Photocam, Dolby Laboratories, U UFC, Deluxe, On-Prem, Securitas, Twitterton,
so many good
LA
ones.
Chargers, and
so many good to choose from.
Woo! And I know it is a very big burden for all of you to have to come out here and golf.
That's how the guy whistles.
Came together for golf today and to support the ministry and the hospital. So it is my pleasure to say thank you to all of you. I hope you'll put on your stockings hats and enjoy the music this evening.
Woo!
Thank you, baby.
Ships ahoy!
I'm Zach, I'm your MC and auctioneer. Thank you for not wasting a round of applause on me.
It's so crazy. So I was able to hang out here, check out. I want you guys to be able to hear some.
2,000 too bitter. I know. I'm trying, Mario. I'm trying.
I want you guys to hear some.
2,250. I've been 2,000, looking for 2,250 to lady. Going once. 2,250.
You can hear some of what's going on.
2,250. He's back. Looking for a bit of 25. Looking for a bit of 25. With the Greg Norman hat at 25. Need a bit of 25. 25, now 2750. Come on back at 2750, sir. Looking for a bid at 2750. Is that a bid? Looking for 2750? Okay, I'll tell you what. Tell you what. He was at 25. If you are willing to go to 25, we can sell it to both of you. Would you like it for 25? We can double the sale and raise $5,000.
Probably.
He's in. Would you like it for 25? He's in. And we just raised $5,000 just like that. And table number three.
So what we're looking at here is a function where people who have a lot of money are willing to donate money to their charity. So what's interesting about this whole thing is, number one, if you look up on the Inspirato Projecto Instagram page, you will see a photo of Mario Lopez and myself. He's also giving a speech about this charity that this whole thing is for. And I had a great conversation with Kevin Allen, who is the he's the manager of Mickey Dolenz. And what's so crazy, we discovered that Phil apparently knows Mickey Dolenz's daughter Georgia, and she's known Kevin for a long time. So the hits just keep coming; it just keeps evolving and evolving. And I will definitely let you folks know when I end up meeting Georgia and when I end up hanging out with Mickey Dolenz, because I have a mission that I really want to go down with Mickey Dolenz. Kevin, I talked to him outside. He told me that Mickey's in Australia right now. When he comes back, he goes, oh, yeah, I'll have you meet Mickey Dolenz. And I told him, I said, what's interesting is Echo the Canyon is out right now, and it's bringing back this idea of the Laurel Canyon days. They mentioned Mickey Dolenz in there. They showed Peter Tork on the map. I'm surprised they didn't interview Mickey Dolenz about his whole, everything that happened back then. And I said, now is the time for him to go into that stuff and release it. People have their eyes on Laurel Canyon right now. So now's the perfect time. And so I said, once Mickey gets back, I'll be talking to him. And holy moly, just incredible. Just incredible. So stay tuned to more more stuff. You know, so interesting is that, like, we got the idea. We got the, like, look, okay, so we're up here in the green room. We're looking out the window, and they set out a bunch of captain's hats on the tables. We got some people with captain's hats on. We've got some very interesting folks out here, and I'll have a whole separate podcast concerning the revelations that I get when we do sort of like this rich, these kind of rich functions. I'll do a whole sort of separate podcast concerning the psychology and all that razzmatazz, my findings, the things I've learned, the things I've come across, while I've been here. So more on that later.
I always like
Starlight Bowl. Yeah, fun for the whole family.
Big fan. Yeah, no, I love it. I know my daughter.
Yeah,
of course.
There's a feature now. That they
of course.
Yeah.
Let
me get the other guys. Hold on.
Get the third guy.
One of those white guys.
We're getting a photo right now with Mario Lopez.
Get up front, up front.
I'm tall. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Up here.
Yes.
Somebody get over here.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, do a thumb.
Let me check it. I gotta be sure of it.
Come on, it might
be. Yeah. Money shot. Money shot.
Drop your arms. I'm gonna go 1, 2, 3, then do it.
All right.
1, 2, 3. Whoa, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Didn't want to
spread
that.
Later, thanks so much again. Thank
right,
you.
Right,
again.
Right,
have a good night, man.
Okay, yeah. I'll talk to you. Okay.
Take care. Take care.
You guys are awesome, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
You got your picture.
That was great. That was so fun. There you go. Photo with Mario Lopez. There you go. So yes, what you just heard there, that was at the charity, yesterday's charity. I had to take off from the Inspirato Projecto radio show. Luckily, Captain Nicholas was there to cover for me. He played some delightful music while I was out there with Yachtly Crew setting up. So I'll find a link to that in case you want to check that out. I'd like to check it out. In fact, what I realized is I got to check out any of the shows that he's done for me since while I was gone. For instance, during the 311 cruise, he was subbing for me. I'm so glad he's there to do that. So yesterday was really interesting. What you just heard there, yeah, that was Mario Lopez. We're getting a photo with him, and I thought it would be fun to capture this wild audio. Next time I see him, I'll ask him to do an endorsement for Inspirato Projecto. Bye, Jen. See you soon. Love you. Bye, kitties. So, man, it was crazy. Yeah, being at this event, there's a table there for NBC Universal, Comcast, Warner Brothers, the Lakers, the Chargers. It was quite extraordinary. And it looks like we're going to be playing, I think, June 28th, I believe, on a TV show in San Diego called Good Morning San Diego. So that's going to be happening. And I noticed that Photochem, F-O-T-O-K-E-M. This is a service that a lot of filmmakers use. I still personally am unclear on it. I still need to do my research on what truly Photochem is. However, I know that they're used in the movie industry a lot. And here we go. Let's go like this whole angle. Yeah, there we go. And so they sponsored us. What I'm thinking is they paid for us to play there. So I think what I'm gonna do is I already started up a letter on their contact page to Photochem. Tell them, hey, you guys, thank you so much for sponsoring Yachtly Crew yesterday. And here's something else I'm involved with, which is Kapow. Tell them all about Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival and see if they'd like to sponsor Yachtly Crew to play at the award ceremony. Wow, that would be great. What do you say we roll down a window, huh? So many choices here. So many choices. Let's go this way. Let's go this way. Go your own way. You can call it another lonely day. Da-da-da-da. You can go your own way. Go your own way. Ba-ba-boom. Ba-da-boom. Pow-wa-ow-wa-ow-wa-wa-ow-wa-ow. Pow-wa-ow-wa-ow. So interesting, when I had gotten, let's see, what was it? I think it was after the Datsun. I think it was after I had that Datsun. The Datsun was the first car I ever had. It was a stick shift. I learned how to drive stick shift on a video game. Well, my dad actually taught me how to drive stick shift, and he taught me how to drive stick shift on his Nissan Sentra, which was really interesting, red one. And that was after Datsun had changed their name. So I still had a Datsun. My cousin Kelly had given me her old one. The clutch was non-functional. And so it sat in the driveway for quite some time until I saved up enough money to buy the clutch. I think it was $250 or something. And then there was the question of, oh my gosh, how much was it going to cost to actually install this thing? Well, it turned out that Josh's friends, the Bernhards, Matt and Jason, they installed the clutch on my Datsun. And so there was, bam. I drove that guy around. That was cool. That was cool. And then what happened? I think it died out. But in that time, I bought another Sentra. Beige one. It didn't have any music in there. That was one of the big things I like doing, driving around with my friends, driving around, playing music, EMF, what the fuck was that, you can't do it, no lies, it's all about, don't listen to my, think about, who's in there, final, don't know, the things you say, are unbelievable. Ow! What the fuck was that? You're unbelievable. So we listen to EMF. We listen to Jesus Jones. We listen to KLF. We were listening to Public Enemy. We were blasting it. You know, we needed to do that. That was a part of what we did as mischievous teenagers back in the day. And now another edition of Mischievous Teenagers. Watch out! Can you trust the mischievous teenagers? So, when I got this Nissan Sentra, I didn't have a stereo in there. I gotta tell you, I was so excited when I got my first stereo. It only had back speakers. So people in the back were always telling me, turn it down! And the stereo, it didn't have bass or treble, didn't have any, you know, It was very simple. It was, what was it? Tone. I think that's what it was called. It was a tone button. It was a tone button. And, yeah, it's a tone. Don't you use that tone with me. It said tone on it. So it was either, you know, muffly or clear. But the thing was, there were no nuances. There were no nuances to choose from. I remember one time driving with my ex-girlfriend, Sarah Brannon. We were driving. I was listening to this mixtape that a guy that I was going to college, DuPage at the time. She was going to Columbia College. And a guy at school had recorded these really interesting, Nine Inch Nails mixes. And boy, were they screechy. I remember she and I, we went out to, what was it? Were we coming back from prom or something? I think we all stayed out at the sand dunes the next day. I think there's something like that. Yeah, the sand dunes, perhaps. Let's see what we do here. I'm going to go into a lane I've never gone into before. I can either go straight or right. I'm going straight. We're going straight. We're going forward. We're pushing forward into the vast unknown.
They're these little packets. You know when you drive, there are these little spots you'll notice, little parts where it usually gets clogged up. You could kind of start, you know, it's almost like you could start, it starts to feel sort of like a telepathy, because you could just go, okay, I know that this lane here usually gets clogged at this time, or that lane gets clogged. So you sort of make these, what's the word I'm thinking of? You make amends for those things. You know, you make, you basically show, like, okay, I know this is going to turn into this. I know that's going to turn into that. Oh, shit, this, here we go. Whoops, that forced me to turn. That forced me to turn. You're forcing my hand on this. Robert, you're forcing my hand on this. You're forcing my hand on this, Robert. This is a decision I don't want to make. We're going up to I think it's off of Van Nuys. Is it Van Nuys? We're just going to take Ventura Boulevard down to Guitar Center on Ventura Boulevard. Oh, there's a good tunnel here I could shoot in. Look at that. It's my I never noticed before. Does it go throughout the other end here? Does it emerge through the other end here? Let's see. Yeah. Or is it just going as Dead End Tunnel? That would be a good title for a movie, The Dead End Tunnel. Because tunnels, naturally, they go and 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 they go. They just go and go and go and go and go and go. If you come across a dead end tunnel, now that's something to think about, you see? Because someone built it that way. Someone intentionally built it that way, and then you start the gears start turning, and you start wondering, why would someone build it that way? What is the motivation? What's the motivation in building a tunnel that just ends right there? What are the benefits of something like that? We're gonna angle this microphone really interestingly. Here we go. Why would they do that? You can't help but wonder. You can't help but wonder, said the man to himself. And you may say to yourself, I can't help but wonder. And you may ask yourself, why does that tunnel end? And you may ask yourself, for what purpose was it built? And you may ask yourself, where is my flashlight? And you may ask yourself, how did I end up here? In the darkness, through a tunnel that stops right there. They call it a dead end. It doesn't push on through like normal tunnels do. It just stops right there like a dead end street. And you may ask yourself, where are my infrared goggles? And you may ask yourself, it's leaking from the ceiling. Why didn't I bring my umbrella? And you may ask yourself, where are my galoshes? And you may ask yourself, did I just hear a crocodile howl? Ow, ow! In the darkness of a tunnel that dead ends right there. It doesn't push through. You wonder, why was this dead end tunnel made? And by whom was it made? And you may ask yourself, who else knows that I'm in this location? And you may ask yourself, do I have cell phone reception? And you may ask yourself, and you may ask yourself, Love Shack Baby. And you may ask yourself, here's a dead end tunnel. And you may ask yourself, Where is my hazmat suit? And you may ask yourself. What city is this in? What city is this in? And you may ask yourself. And you may ask yourself. Pardon me, sir. Why are you... Are you crying? And you may ask yourself. Are you upset about that? And you may ask yourself. Now here's a man who's got courage written on his mind. His man who just stands right out in the middle of the traffic.
Now here's a man who some call an urban hiker. Now here's a man who's got a backpack on his back, strapped tight and strong out in the summer heat. 80-degree weather, that's why we like the car. Why? Because the air conditioning. Oh, I thought for the traffic. Well, now that's a whole nother thing entirely.
Let me tell you about traffic. I don't get no respect. On Ventura Boulevard, I don't get no respect.
And you may ask yourself,
why don't I get no respect?
And you may ask yourself,
Will I get on that Yatley crew list for the show?
And you may ask yourself,
do I need a tent to camp out in front?
And you may ask yourself,
will Mario Lopez be there?
And you may ask yourself,
oh, so it turns out that Mario doesn't work for Extra anymore. I heard it through the grapevine.
Heard it through the grapevine. It's about time you heard it through the grapevine. You heard it through the grapevine.
Wowzers, man, the gears are turning. They're turning, they're turning, they're burning, they're learning, they're fermenting, boom, 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 entertaining, boom, 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 subtracting, boom, 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 prescripting, boom, boom, boom. I gotta get back to prescripting. Sorry, I only have 5 minutes for coffee. Oh, what? It's not even cold enough to drink yet. Sorry, gotta go. I got prescripting to do. I got prescripting to do. I've got more important things to do. Oh, yes, sir? And what's that? I've got prescripting to do. You, I got prescripting to do. You hoid me, I got prescripting to do.
I must ask you, is that like subscripting?
Yes, very close to subscripting. It's prescripting.
Is it like precipitating?
Yes, it's very similar to precipitating.
How close to participating is it?
Very close. In fact, it's in the same family. Now, for these intents and purposes, I got prescripting to do. We're prescripting. We're prescripting. Prescripting here and we're prescripting there. We're prescripting in our pants and underwear. We're prescripting here. Prescripting there. Oh, oh. Prescripting everywhere, everywhere, bum, 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 everywhere, bum, 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 every fucking where. We're prescripting, bum, 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 and we're doing nothing but prescripting, bum, bum, bum. Would you like to do some prescripting, bum, 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 with us, or would you like to do it by yourself?
I won't judge.
It's up to you, not me. It's up to you, not me. That's the curious thing about choices. It's purely up to you. It's not up to me, but I know what I'd like to do.
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 And what I'd like to do.
Who's that mean?
I'm prescripting, bum, bum, bum. I'm doing it now, don't get in my way. Hey, 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 ain't no how, ain't no where. Look over here, hey, now look over there. It's prescripting, dun, dun, dun. Ba-da-da-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
Do you remember when you were in that boat?
and you're on, you're looking at the sky, and you're in that boat on the river, and there.
Sir, who are you?
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Crispin Glover. I have a slideshow that I can show you if you would prefer to see it at some point.
Oh, yeah, I would totally see your slideshow. I heard all about that thing. It's called the big slideshow?
Yes, the very large. I'm contemplating altering the title to the big, very large, ginormous, octagonal slideshow. What do you think about that name?
Well, who am I to stand in your way from achieving your vision?
Yes, but I'm getting a consensus from various people.
Oh, okay. So, well, yeah, I think that's a perfect title.
Okay, then, is it easy to remember?
Yeah, I think it's easy to remember. I don't think anyone could ever forget that title. I mean, it's so unique, it's so cool that no one on the market, as it stands today, through my databases, I haven't found anything that has that same name at all.
Now repeat the name back to me.
What? The name?
Yes, you said it was a very simple, simple name to repeat back to people.
Oh, okay. You want to call it the big, very large, ginormous, octagonal
show.
Yes. That's an easy one. That's an easy one. People will never forget that title. You know, when you see it in the billboards.
And in the targeted Facebook ads.
Yeah. The targeted Facebook ads. That's, you know, I think the more that you use the targeted Facebook ads, you're going to find some very intriguing, it's worked for the Yachtly Crew. I know for sure. It's worked for the Yachtly Crew big time. We've gotten a lot of success with that. Yeah, you're spending $400 or $500, but I think if everybody in the band, they chip in, they're willing to take these price cuts because they realize that the marketing is targeted in those areas. Someone lives in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, they want to see Yachtly Crew, and let's say, for instance, we go out and go out play out there, that Facebook ad is going straight to them. It goes right to them.
There's really no escaping that targeted Facebook ad, is there?
No, you're not gonna, you will not escape it. He's something that Rob said, a.k.a. Sailor Hawkins. Something that Sailor Hawkins, the drummer extraordinaire of Yachtly Crew, once said. He said, Coca-Cola and McDonald's don't still have to, they're so known that they don't ever have to do any more marketing. They don't ever have to put any more commercials out there. But they still put those commercials out there. Because it keeps them out there and people talking about them and seeing them and whistling their ads and stuff. And the more we do that, the more that helps. We're going to play this morning show, San Diego, Good Morning San Diego. And then we're going to be playing the Music Box in San Diego. I don't know if it's that same night or around that time. I have to check my schedule, my gosh, you're demanding so much from me. Oh my God, can I even handle it anymore? Yeah, not anymore. Sir, please, breathe deep. Mecca Lecca High, Mecca Heine Ho,
mecca lecca hi, mecca chiny hiney ho, mecca lecca lecca hi, mecca hiney hiney hey, mecca honey honey ho, mecca hoo ha hey, blam blam boom, baka down, baba zoom, bushown, ba diddy zoom, bone, chicka doom, ba down, ba 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 bur bur bur, ba ba bird is a word, ba ba bur bur bur, ba ba bird is a word, boom, bum bow, ba ba boom, ba 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 ba
What if they did one of those songs for each of the animals, so they could each equally feel represented? So the dogs, like, so the dog, 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 the dog is a word, the dog, 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 the dog is a word, growl. Bark, 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 growl, 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 yelp, 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 dog, dog, dog. How about, seagull? Seagulls, seagulls, a word, seagulls, seagulls, a word. Oh, wait. Here we go. Oh, gosh, I can't do my, oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. Thank you. We're going here. Thank you. There we go. Guitar Center, we're getting some new strings. It's a strange brew. Strange brew's the word. It's a strange brew. Strange brew's the word. We are going to park in a spot in the shade beneath the tree. Just parked next to a Triumph motorcycle. And beneath a wonderful tree, 420 here, Los Angeles. Gotta head inside. Let's say we see Yngwie Malmsteen in there, someone. Well, Philly might dig this. This is Bonneville T100 Black. I'm gonna take a photo of this, send it to him. He might really get a kick out of this. All right, folks, you take care. And you know what? We'll most likely unleash some more absurdity on your feeble brains. Oh, can they handle it? Ooh, please send in your absurdity to 561-203-9179. 561-203-9179. What's that again? 561-203-9179. Give us a call. Put your audio delights on there and we will put them on the show. Faux show. These are not the guitar strings you're looking for. So it turns out they didn't have my guitar strings. Good news is, though, let's just talk about the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Bow-na-na-bow. Always look on the bright side of life. Bow-na-na-bow. Always look on the bright side of life. So some riffs have been happening. Not to mention synchronicities. So Sailor Hawkins noticed two of his clients. He owns a locksmith company. He saw two of his clients at the Mario Lopez golf tournament thing yesterday. Philip knows a girl there who's an assistant to someone or other in Hollyweird. And then Paulie Shores, he knew someone
there, shook his hand, gave him the glad hand. So it was interesting that these people that they knew, oh, and also Sailor Hawkins' wife, Misty, works for NBC Universal, and her boss was there. So there are lots of interesting things going on all at once. It's marvelous. It's exciting. It's joyful. It's sheer pleasure to see it all unfold on each plateau of something that I'm excited about working on. There is some sort of neat thing happening, and it just keeps reaffirming itself over and over and over again. Oh, by the way, I believe on this episode, we're going to put some of, if we haven't played it yet, yeah, we'll play it before this. Mike Schley, his daughter had a crazy, crazy weekend. It sounds like something so fake. Now, hopefully we got that whole story on there. There's a hell of a lot more to the story. I'll let those guys listen to what I recorded of them and let them decide what to edit out. Because I was in the other room searching for videotapes at a certain time. And I just kept letting it roll while those guys were out there. So, yeah, I'll let those guys listen to what they recorded so they can decide whether it's something they want out there in the world. I'm also in the process of editing a wonderful interview with Sterling Meyer. What I'm thinking is possibly putting hers into two parts and blending one part of hers with Naaman Sheriel, because I still have some more of him, and Lawrence August. So it'd be interesting to blend those together and to see if each of those are kind of talking about similar subjects. It'll be an experiment. I won't listen to the full Sterling Meyer interview. I'll listen to, you know, up to a certain time, bam, find a good time to you know, boop, slice it, dice it, and we'll have the other piece. Wow, I think I'm driving in a very familiar area here. I think Wally Wingert lives over here. Wally Wingert. He's someone I got to get on the podcast. He's someone that we interviewed for Kaufman Lives. I would love it if that movie someday came out. God, that would be nice. Man. There's so many great interviews on there with so many of Andy's close and personal friends. His last interview that would have been featured if John Lundberg and company, if they decide to get that movie out there. There's a lot of interesting information in there. Alan Abel. Imagine if, you know, with all that footage, you decide to release either a series or a new movie each year. You got all that footage each year, bam, 90 minute, bam, 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 bam. Get ready for the next installment. In the meantime, maybe every month or something, you release a little giblet or something of the upcoming movie, maybe. There's so many interesting ways, alternative ways. And, you know, you might hear folks dissing you know, one way in favor of the other, and I do it all the time too. So don't listen to my opinions. What do I know? I'm just following my intuition. My intuition does not mean your intuition. Having said that, I can definitely say that when you do follow your intuition, you start noticing that you end up dovetailing with others who are also following their intuition. It's quite, particularly when that intuition, that you'll notice that intuition will match up the goals and whatnot that you have will match up with those that are also thinking the same and finding a lot of success in that. And by success, I'm referring to sort of being your own genie, willing to say, hey, let's do this. And then you go, yes, let's do that. Till there is to it. Oh, there's an oyster bar over here. Let's see if it's still here. Oh, did they change the name of it? It used to be called the Oyster. There it is, still there. Oyster House. We go up there, Jason Amadeo, me, Andy, a couple of Jason's buddies. Went up there a couple of times, I think, with Leighton Matthews, even Jeffrey Gardner. And it was good. It was the first times I had oysters. You put hot sauce in there, you just go, or you just, I guess you're really not supposed to chew it. The other time I had sort of like an oyster kind of thing, I think we were eating mussels. I was with Sterling. That's an interview I think I had with her. Or did I record that one? I think we might have had oysters. I think Mike was there. Michael Schley and me. We're at some restaurant in Beverly Hills. I think we're eating oysters. And it was interesting to just go burp, 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 burp. I try not to think about, see, what do you do in that situation? If you're someone who respects animals, is it best for, I guess me asking this question, the answer is right here. It's probably best for me to recognize the fact that this animal gave its life unwittingly, unexpectedly. It'd be like if we were the souffle, if we were the delicacy of some like trolls out in some land, and they just plucked up humans, gobbled them. Their brains operate on a certain level. They don't think. They just hear us speaking gibberish. It's like a pig squealing. It's just, you know. So, why does there have to be pain? Why does there have to be physical pain? To let you know that's not something you do, right? That's probably why. And the more you go in the direction of doing something you probably shouldn't be doing, the more it's going to hurt. It's interesting because as you hear about, you know, there are masochists, people who, like the ladies who watch 50 Shades of Grey, now they want to get beaten or they want to beat. I've accidentally seen pictures on Instagram that just showed up in my feed. I unfollowed these people. I can't stand seeing bloody people. I used to get bloody noses all the time as a kid.
I couldn't stand looking at that. I certainly can't stand looking at other bloody people. That's what makes it so ironic that I help out with making horror films. There's that bloodiness. I guess maybe there's that idea of knowing that it's... I don't know. What's the justification? What's your justification, Kurt? Come on. Give us your justification. Oh, and we all care. We all care about your justifications. We all care. But there are those who love to get beaten, and so they've figured out a way to redefine what pain means to them. They've defined it as pleasure. So, imagine using that idea of, you know, let's say self-esteem issues, or that idea that you have to be better than someone, or the idea that you, quote, fail. You just redefine it. Embrace it. You go, awesome! Look at this other cool thing I learned. And I had to go in this direction in order to find it. And when you embrace that right from the beginning, knowing that you're going to find unexpected things based on your tests, you know, you're testing out stuff. Bam. Failure, I would say, is probably a thing where someone has this idea for this thing. They want this particular thing to happen. And something unexpected occurs, something that they did not expect. Something that they had no idea would emerge there. Just so intriguing. Embracing that. Embracing all of it. As soon as I realized that I started taking responsibility for my intuitions, the more I took responsibility for those intuitions and stood by them, no matter what their outcome was, and I was willing to do that, I had better intended outcomes because it's like you have this idea in your head and you want to hit that mark. You go, oh yeah, that's the thing. Bam, I'd still feel so proud of myself if I hit that mark. Your mark might be somebody else's failure. In their brain, they're like, oh, if I did that, oh God, I'd feel like a failure. Well, so what? This person over here, oh, I'd rather do it this way or I'd rather do it that way. Oh, I would have done this. This would have been better. And you have the opportunity to say that because you saw what this product was that was already created. And now you have the luxury of looking at it and choosing what you think it should have been. It's the same thing as critiquing a movie. Oh, they should have done this. The critiquing the movie is the same thing as critiquing sports, for instance. Or critiquing, I don't know. It's a critique. You have the luxury of saying what this guy should have done or should not have done based on what you saw them do or did not do that you expected them to do. One person thinks you should have zigged and the other person thinks you should have zagged. And you decide to go zeep zoop. Well, your opinion, obviously, since you're the person who took that choice, I would say is probably the most legitimate opinion out of anybody's opinion in that matter. Because you were the one who was piloting the ship. It's so intriguing. Embrace the everything. Embrace it all. Embrace it all. Here are a couple choices. This is for the people pleasers. This is for the people who really care about whatever other people think. Do we want to leave a good impression with people, or do we want to leave a bad impression with people? Okay, if we're worried about leaving a good impression,
about how they think of us. You know, to be interesting, you just dispel with that right away. Here's a way to dispel with that right away. How good do you want to make them feel? You know, what? When you leave, what? Come on. Rather than going, oh my gosh, what is this? Incredible. Rather than thinking, I really hope they like me or hope this. What if you go, yeah, I really hope that person has a good time when they're in my company. What can I do? Let's have a great time together. What can I do to enjoy myself, really? That's where it should stem from. Okay, what can I do to enjoy myself? Obviously, you take the others in consideration. But it's intriguing. It's so intriguing. Anybody everywhere has the, you know, oh, they should have changed the color to this. You know, oh, they should have made it look like that and said, oh, you know, the monster should have had sharper teeth. Oh, the shoulda, coulda. Well, that was the vision. Stand by your vision. Would you rather be the person who people, when I think of you, they think of you as the person who's always going, oh man, I should have done this. Oh man, I should have done this. Oh man, I should have done this. Well, now we've built up this idea in their brain that we are someone who never either, well, a couple things, doesn't believe in ourselves, doesn't stand by our choices, and always seems to miss the mark. We don't need to let anybody know any of that stuff. We don't need to show them the behind the scenes. Yes, we could show them behind the scenes, but it's not required. We don't have to. Nobody has to know about all the struggles and all the everything that goes on behind it. Nobody has to know that. You know, if you say, well, I did the best I could with what I had, and I was pleasantly surprised to see how it all turned out. This is crazy. There were a lot of things here that happened with the creation of this thing that I did not anticipate, and, you know, I just had to embrace it, and now here it is. How cool is that? Now, that person might think the next time when they want to brainstorm with you or they want to create something with you, they know that you're going to stick by that. This is a very important thing before you get into these collaborative experiences with people. Listen to their language. How do they treat themselves? Are they aware of the fact that they're wizards? Are they aware of the fact that they're creating their own realities? If they are they actually applying that knowledge? Are they using it in their language? Are they using it when you're brainstorming on the projects you're brainstorming on? Are there limitless, boundless, fully embraceable and full of abandonment imaginations occurring? Just really opening it. Or is it mostly, well, this, you know, this would be a stupid idea, so, or this would be a stupid idea, so let's not do that, or, oh, this would be a stupid idea. Okay. Well, what makes you, let's go towards the directions. Where it feels satisfying. This is awesome video. Well, it's on YouTube, so in a sense it's a video, but really, it's audio of Esther Hicks, Abraham, channeling Abraham. Look up the video. Look up Abraham Hicks, satisfying. Satisfy or satisfying. You'll find it. It's a great one. It's a good one. Just go in the direction of what satisfies you. Just do more of that. Do all of that. Just do it. And do it well. Just do it. Do it well. Do it really well. Do it the best you can. Satisfy. Find the satisfaction. Just the sound of that word sounds good, doesn't it? Just the sound of that word sounds good. Sounds so good. Just the sound of that word, satisfying. Think about that. What a cool word is that. What a great vibe that is. What a great feeling. Satisfying. What satisfies you? I'd love to know. Call in 561-203-9179 or leave a message on the voicemail. I'd love to include it. We're getting more and more listeners all the time. So,
love to have you on here. 561-203-9179.